What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, Door to Darkness, a conversation with Charles Caron and Eric Paquette. Eric Paquette and Charles Caron grew up together as good friends, riding bikes, exploring, and sharing the joys of childhood together. After growing, going their separate ways, and experiencing their own respective life-changing moments with loved ones as they passed, their interest in the paranormal continued to grow. Eventually, they reconnected over their shared passion. This would lead them to a life-changing journey, investigating the dead.
All right, so when I was 11 years old, Tony, I lost my mother. She actually died in my arms. Mm-hmm. But things she had said to me as she was passing wanted me to know what was on the other side. Now, prior to her passing, I had had paranormal experiences where we had lived anyway. I could hear like footsteps coming up the hallway. Doors would open and close. And then after she had passed, it amped up a little bit as well. So growing up, I had had paranormal experiences. That's what kind of made me want to get into the field. But I didn't know how to get in the field. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, I had bumped into my best friend who I actually had gone to school with. But we had parted ways after a while. And we reconnected actually at a Walmart parking lot. And when I saw him, he had his paranormal truck. He had the paranormal hoodie on, and I'm like, "Oh my god, bro, how you doing?" He goes, "Good." And I'm like, "Dude, what is this?" He goes, "Oh, it's my own paranormal team. I've been doing it for a while." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, if he's got any openings, I'm gonna ask him." And he's like, "Yeah, I'd be at my house at like 4 o'clock." So I went to his house, and he's like, "The best I have is a tech manager position if you want it." And truth be told, I was like, "Well, I don't know how to run a camera. I don't know if this is actually going to work for me, but I want to be in the field, you know." So, yeah, let's go with it. And from there, I learned everything that I could about it, and I love the the research, and I like helping people, and that's pretty much how I got started.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about when you were younger and prior to your mom's death. You had said that you were experiencing some things in the house. Were you experiencing those things closely leading up to when she passed, or had it been kind of spread out throughout most of those 11 years of childhood?
No, to be honest with you, it was spread out. Okay. Like where we were living, there's stuff I couldn't explain. Like I didn't even want to go into the basement because, you know, I would hear noises and creaks and banging. And then late at night when I'm upstairs, you know, we could hear, me and my brother could hear like walking coming up the stairs. And I tried telling my dad and he's like, go to bed, you know, stop, you know, making noise. Like he didn't want to listen to us at first. But, you know, when I was in the house all by myself, even my brother, like we would be sitting at the kitchen table and we could hear noises. And we're like, dude, did you hear that? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I don't even know where it's coming from. And it was like all over the house, like footsteps, banging, clattering. And I couldn't even, you know, my mom kind of understood what we were going through because she had heard it too. But try to explain it to my dad, he was like, oh, you guys are just seeing things, you know. He didn't want to kind of hear it. So, and then after she had passed, you know, it kind of died a little bit, but it stayed a little active as well, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Sure. You, can I ask, was your mom's passing sudden? Was it some sort of a disease or something that kind of slowly took her, or?
No, she had been sick for a while, okay. to be quite honest with you.
Sure.
And, when I came home from school, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Cause my mom, even being on a walker growing up, she would take care of the house and everything. But being 11 years old and coming home and seeing my mom sitting on a couch, I kind of knew something was wrong. And, you know, that's actually a very painful day for me because she pretty much died in my arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we called the ambulance to try to get her. And it would, you know, for about 20 minutes, you know, I would, you know, rub on her, you know, mom, wake up, sure. you know, and she would wake up and she would tell me, you know, leave me alone. It's the other side is nice here and I'm not in pain. And I didn't want to hear that at 11 years old, to be completely honest with you. And
sure.
she kept, you know, going in and out of consciousness. And by the time they got her, you know, she had died later on in the hospital. But
That's what I'm curious about is you had said earlier that prior to her passing, she was telling you stuff about the other side. Is that what you were referring to where she was kind of coming in and out?
When she had passed, when she was on the floor, she would tell us that, oh, the light's very bright here and, you know, it's nice here on this side. And like I said, as 11 years old, I didn't want to hear that. I just wanted her to be here.
Yeah.
And I kept, you know, waking her up. And every time I do, she'd tell me to leave her alone or mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that's kind of what fueled me to want to do because I, you know, I wanted to know what the other side was like.
Sure. When you're hearing that from your mom and she's describing it as she's, you know, slowly kind of slipping away, that would make anyone want to know. Let me ask you this. Was there a goal or a thought as well of, well, if you can figure out how to communicate with the other side, maybe you'll be able to communicate with your mom over there?
Well, you know, it's you know, funny you said that because, you know, I lost my dad due to cancer mm-hmm. 6 years ago and he knew I had done the paranormal. Now, me and my dad had always batted heads, but when he, you know, towards the end, he's like, well, when I pass, maybe you can try to communicate with me and maybe I can, you know, and so he knew that being in the paranormal, like if I could ever, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to say, but I've wanted to, you know, to know what was there and, you know, what the other side was like and only because of the experiences that I had.
Sure. And I mean, I think I'd say the same thing to my daughter. I think she'd expect me to say the same thing of, okay, if I'm passing here, let's try and communicate and figure this out. Did you ever attempt to communicate with your father after he passed?
I did actually. Yes. And I had my niece bring over some of his possessions, about 3 weeks after he had passed, and we had gotten EVPs and, of him, you know, I said, Dad, hey, if you're here, you know, show us a sign or whatever. And, you know, he said, you know, that he was there. He did react. Now, whether or not it was my father, you know, I don't want to say yes or no, but I can say that when I asked the questions, I got direct responses.
So you asked questions that really he would have known, or?
Absolutely. Okay. I said, you know, I said to him, you know, are you at peace now, or are you with mom, and, you know, are you proud of what I've done? And, you know, I would get responses, but again, whether or not I know I was actually communicating with him, that's all for,
yeah,
you know.
Sure. What, because I mean, that's a very personal thing, and everyone will be their, you know, the judge and jury on it of you, right, was or no, it wasn't, and who really cares. But when it comes down to it, what do you feel? Do you feel you connected with him?
I do, because there are some things that I did ask him and I got direct responses that, sure, you know, to me, I think I did. But again, like you said, it is up for discussion.
Yeah. When you had that moment, when obviously you've been in the paranormal for a little while at this point, and you're an adult, but you had the moment, you kind of did, you know, you totally did the 360. You were able to do kind of what you set out to do, to have an answer or to make communication with one of your parents who had passed. What was that moment like for you when you felt, oh my God, this is him, he's over there?
I was overjoyed. And I say that only because me and my dad, and Eric could contest to this, me and my dad always batted heads. We never saw eye to eye. Mm-hmm. He was the strict old fashioned type that, you know, we didn't get along. Mm-hmm. So I was able to try to make up, you know, 2 years with him. And I mean, we got on good terms in the end, but my relationship with my father growing up was very hard. And, you know, we had made peace together prior to his passing. So for me, it was an overjoyed moment because, you know, I never got along with my father, and he never approved of anything I ever did. But in the end, before he passed, he's like, I'm glad, you know, you found your calling, you know, and I maybe didn't ever approve of it, but you know, if you do what you like to do, what you love to do, and don't let anybody tell you different.
Sure.
And I always told my dad, you know, Dad, I'm not doing it to be famous. I don't care if I'm ever on TV. I don't care about that. I want to be able to help people. And if somebody were to call me at 3 a.m. and say, hey, you know, I need help, I've got a haunting, you know, I'm going to do my best to help them, to better do research and figure out what's going on so that they're comfortable in their home. And that's kind of, and he was like, you know what? And you're doing it for the right reasons. And that was the first time in 10 years that I ever had a decent conversation with my father where, you know, he could kind of understand, you know, where I was coming from and why I wanted to do it.
Sure. And that's got to be very fulfilling to have that moment. Did you
go ahead? Honestly, Tony, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I can relate in many ways where my dad's a good guy, but we don't see the eye to eye on most things. He doesn't understand most of what I do, but no. I can understand where, you know, there's so love, you so care. It's just, you wish you had that feeling. And I'm glad you did. Did you ever attempt to communicate with your mother at all years later after her passing, when you got more involved in this?
I honestly, Tony, I tried, but I never got anything from it. And that's the truth.
Sure.
And, you know, so
yeah. Yeah,
I haven't since, you know, as of late, no, but when, sure, when, you know, when I first got into the paranormal, I made some attempts, but
yeah. attempts were made, but they don't always get us what we're looking for. Eric,
right.
Eric, how about you? Same question. When you look back to the beginning of all of this, when you look back to the beginning of everything and where your interest in the paranormal gets sparked, where does it start for you?
Me, it starts as a young teenager. I had saw some things. I was with some friends. We were hanging out in their buddy's house in their basement, where because their basement was finished. They had TVs and stuff down there. Mm-hmm. And we kind of heard some banging. We were spending the night hanging out, and I happened to get up to go to the bathroom in the basement, and I saw what was some type of man type shadow figure. And I mentioned it to my friend, and he never said anything to any of us. And he goes, yeah, I see him all the time. That's where my interest started in the paranormal. Now, these friends that I'm talking about are what founded his paranormal team. And this is where we're talking early, let's see, I'm talking 94 to 95. I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And we all got together and just started doing fun things. Like, we'd go to cemeteries. Now, we didn't have no equipment because we knew nothing about that stuff.
Yeah.
Then as we got older into the late 90s, we ended up buying equipment and started filming things. And then when the war started, and in 2001, most of my three friends were in the military. Mm-hmm. So they went overseas. So it stopped us from doing what we like to do, investigating the paranormal.
Sure.
And only one of them came back from the war after, and he couldn't do it anymore because he was in a wheelchair. So he gave me the rights to everything and told me to continue the journey for all of us.
Yeah.
And here I am today. I've been doing it for over 20 plus years, being big in it since 2013 is when I started establishing everything, registering my teams and my team and stuff like that. That's where it all came into play. But the big thing was when my dad died.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.